This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
There is a show tonight on Discovery Plus. It's called Shock Docs. And tonight's episode is The Devil Made Me Do It. In fact, it's the real-life inspiration for the new version of The Conjuring. A murder case that marks the first time in U.S. history that the evidence of demonic forces was used as a defense at trial. Holding here on line five is the host of that show, Jeff Bellinger. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So you had to look into, is there something about the supernatural that is off-putting to you as somebody that's trying to do research on the subject?
No, I think it's fascinating, man. I mean, I was raised Roman Catholic in the interest of full disclosure.
It's even dirtier to you, yes.
Oh, well, we've got the whole spectrum, right? God, the devil,
yes.
Angels, demons,
yes.
Sinners, saints, purgatory, it's all there.
Dang, dude. So start at the beginning. Tell us what exactly happened, and then how did the devil get involved?
Right, so it was July of 1980. In Newtown, Connecticut, when Debbie Glatzel, Arnie Johnson, rented a house in Newtown, and Debbie's young brother came to help them move in. It was dirty and messy. Something seemed off.
Yeah.
And something seemed to attach itself to her younger brother and follow him back to his house in Brookfield, the next town over. And what followed, this is a devout Roman Catholic family, the kids being attacked by unseen forces, and eventually they call in Ed and Lorraine Warren, who live two towns away in Monroe,
right.
Connecticut.
Okay.
And then what follows is just this horrible case of demonic possession. The church gets involved. There are exorcisms. But in one instant, Arnie Johnson grabs this poor kid as he's being tormented by something nobody can see and says, pick on someone your own size, pick on me. And the Warrens believe that's the moment that the entity made its entree into Arnie Johnson, who 1 year later would end up stabbing a man to death, claiming he was not under his own power. He was under some demonic influence, and he would get arrested and face his day in court for that charge. Someone died. That's
but in his history, he really does have this confrontation with a demonic being or history around him.
That's right. And they were living at the house in Brookfield while they were trying to find a new place. So they were there for months as this kid is going through this process of first getting possessed. And then it was months. It was over the span of the summer of 1980. This kid's going through, you know, multiple exorcisms, blessings, priests, medical doctors, and, of course, Ed and Lorraine Warren.
So the guy sitting to my immediate right, Rod Fitzwell, went to school with one of the Glatzels.
Alan Glatzel.
No kidding.
Yes, and a matter of fact, when I told my mother we were going to be talking to you, she goes, oh my gosh, I remember that play, because we both also were Catholic and went to St. Joseph's in Brookfield. And at one point, Alan Glatzel and I were in a play, and I was Jesus. And he actually was one of the Roman soldiers that was going to nail me to the cross. My mother said I was so afraid he was going to use real nails.
Oh, man. So what do you remember?
I don't remember.
Doing the interview.
I was fairly young, but Alan, I just remember Alan Glatzel being a good dude. He was a friend.
All right.
I don't remember much of his younger brother at all. I do remember when the murder happened, everybody in the town was on edge.
It was the first murder in the town's history.
Yeah, and they picked the guy up really quick. I mean, they immediately picked him up.
That night, right.
Yeah, but it's still the fear. I just remember the fear, and again, there was a lot of Catholics in Brookfield, and everybody was freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever get to go to the house?
No, I didn't go to the house,
what
but
kind
I passed
of
the
are you?
Passed the dog
but
I passed
what kind of friend are you?
The dog kennels on Route 7, I believe.
That's
or
right.
was. And
That's right.
And isn't that where the murder occurred?
At the dog kennel, which also had apartments attached to it.
Yes. Yeah, passed that every day. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So we're neighbors. Like, I grew up in Newtown.
Wow.
So that was right.
That's crazy. Kidding. So all right. So how does this story come to your attention?
Well, so growing up, and Rod will tell you this, right? Ed and Lorraine Warren used to give these programs all around the fall, and they would share some of their evidence. They used to talk about this case. They would play the audio of the young boy, David, his voice changed. I mean, it was freaky, especially if you, you know,
raised
Catholic.
Just to back up, Ed and Lorraine Warren are famous demonologists.
Correct.
The star of all the Conjuring movies. It's all based on their cases. That's who's being portrayed in those movies.
And so
they would play this evidence. They would show you photos, show video clips. And it was absolutely eerie.
It's pretty scary.
And especially when you realize, like, I live in a town where that happened. It's unnerving for sure. And then I got involved. I mean, I've made a life of doing paranormal research. I'm the writer and researcher for the Ghost Adventure series on the Travel Channel. I write books. And so I've been part of these various shock docs. And this one was personal because I grew up there. And I remember hearing about it as a kid, because it, just like Rod, I mean, when it happens in your town, you can't miss it.
Yeah, no kidding. But this twist of the devil made me do it quite literally. How did that play in court?
Well, so here's the thing. Yeah. When Arnie was arrested, and like Rod said, it was that night. It was within like a couple hours. Ed and Lorraine Warren got excited because they thought they could prove their whole life's work in this case. They could bring in priests and they could bring in exorcists and everything and put it in front of the judge.
Testimony, yeah.
Right, and really get this out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But the judge wouldn't hear it. The judge said, look, Salem of 1692 is the last time we allowed that kind of testimony, and it won't happen here.
You know, that's a great point to bring up, to be honest.
At the end of the day, wasn't Arnie just drunk?
They were both drunk. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody's drunk, and it was just the drunken rage is what it was. And now, but when I was a kid, I obviously thought the devil made him do it.
I don't know, man.
Here's what happened, though, right? It did play out in the court of public opinion. International media was covering this case. It's like, should they allow that testimony? Should they not? And then people are saying, well, I believe in God. I believe in the devil. And they should have heard it. It started a big debate.
Well, he got out. Didn't he get out in like 5 years, too? He didn't spend much time.
He was convicted of manslaughter, and you could argue that maybe the jury knew enough about what was going on in the papers that they brought it down to a manslaughter charge.
Yeah. Boy, that's interesting. Yeah, was he acting on his own violent impulses, or was he influenced, as the defense said,
by the devil?
Yeah, scary stuff.
It is scary. Jeff Bellinger, it's on Discovery Plus tonight. It's Shock Docs, The Devil Made Me Do It. I don't have it in front of me. Do you know what time?
It's on now, streaming.
It's streaming. Duh, Rick.
Well, when your show's over, they can watch it.
All right. That's okay. You know what? You can watch it now. You can come back and listen to the show on the stream. I give you a blessing in honor of Jeff taking time out of his day. Buddy, it was great talking to you. It sounds really, really interesting, very exciting. And Sean, who is sitting across from me, has been geeked about this for like a week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited to watch
this. This is his band. He loves this stuff.
Yes, I do.
Good stuff.
Very excited to watch this.
Very much so.
Well, thank you, Sean.
And I love it, too, but not like he does. I mean, he's like a kid at Christmas, this guy.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird. Serial killer, stuff like that. And I see your eyes light up. It's like, it is a little odd, I have to say. That and the windowless van and helping you carry that rug out last night. A little weird.
I appreciate that, though.
Jeff, we can't thank you enough for taking time. I hope to talk to you again about one of these. This is fantastic.
Shock Docs.
The Devil Made Me Do It. Jeff Bellinger. We'll watch it tonight or today at any time on Discovery Plus.
Yes.